United States Division South, the Iraqi Army proves it has the heart of a lion, Iraqi students find out what they have in common with American students, and soldiers stay locked, loaded, and laughing out loud. Those stories coming up, but first, provincial reconstruction teams are rebuilding the infrastructure of Iraq. Sergeant Chris Urbano tells us how they create jobs for Iraqis.
As the United States combat mission in Iraq ends, the focus has shifted to securing Iraq's population by increasing civil capacity and economic development. U.S. State Department provincial reconstruction teams finance projects aimed at improving the standard of living.
One thing, one reason only, security. You've got it. This particular province is huge agriculturally. They're like you and me. They want jobs. They want their families to do better. And they can earn a good income from this.
Gone are the large, expensive projects of the past where accountability was tougher to manage. The PRTs use microgrants to build smaller projects that are more easily supervised and results-driven. The goal is sustained job growth based on the strengths of the region.
And that's where we really felt like we were putting our most bang for our buck, was with this Votek school and there with the lab. Because we see for that little bit of money we put in, now we'll have years and years of kids being trained.
Financial instability often motivates locals to work with insurgents. The various farms, vocational schools, and labs being built are designed to create a stable home life.
I see this as a great way to get income. People get income, they're much happier, you've got a secure situation.
The PRT will continue to build up Iraq while U.S. forces draw down. Sergeant Chris Urbano, Diwania.
As U.S. forces draw down, the Iraqi Army is stepping up their training. One brigade is staying prepared by reacting to different scenarios.
The Iraqi Army's 14th Brigade had a lot to celebrate after the success of Operation Lion Jump.
The aim of the training is to improve the combat and fighting readiness of the 14th Border Brigade.
The annual training focused on four key areas. One scenario demonstrated how to protect their headquarters from enemies crossing the border. While those detainees were being questioned, another group evacuated and treated casualties. U.S. troops watched from a distance, an indicator of just how much Iraqi troops have learned.
My personal feeling is that if we weren't there, they would operate just fine.
In another scenario, soldiers raided a farmhouse suspected of illegal contraband. A final mock drill involved stopping an oil smuggling attempt from insurgents. Evaluators looked for speed and accuracy throughout the exercise and say the troops excelled.
I am very pleased at this moment and this stage to see my forces at this level of training and performance. And I also have the ambition to see further improvement in the standard of our forces.
Iraqi officials say training with more advanced equipment remains a challenge, but their focus is on maximizing the training benefits from U.S. forces before the drawdown.
Many Iraqi college students have never left the country. Sergeant Chris Urbano was with a group of them as they learned about their American counterparts.
I'm Ahmed Najar Qaduri.
On the surface, it may appear that kids from Iraq and the United States have little in common growing up. But students from both countries learned during a video teleconference at Contingency Operating Site Kalsu that their similarities outweigh their differences.
I think it gave them a lot of insight on just how much they're the same. They're worlds apart as far as distance, but interests between the U.S. kids and the Iraqi kids are pretty much the same.
The U.S. military and State Department hosted the event to create an opportunity for the next generation of citizens to learn more about their peers' daily lives, interests, and future plans.
The biggest impact that we'll see is, these kids can establish relationships, better the ties between the two countries.
The students learned about a different culture and made new friends that can strengthen the bond between Iraq and the United States. Sergeant Chris Urbano, Contingency Operating Site Kalsu.
Armed Forces Entertainment brought the Locked, Loaded, and Laughing Out Loud tour to Basra. The show features comedy from John Mulrooney, Richie Minervini, and Vinnie Mark. They kept the crowd laughing about their less than ideal conditions.
I can't believe they need me. Towers, they only get 1,000.
Shut up. You're lucky you have one towel. You have one towel because these guys are here fighting.
Turn that off, dude. Turn the camera off.
The 20-day tour went to Somalia, Kuwait, and now Iraq. And that's this week's Danger Edition. For the 1st Infantry Division, I'm Specialist Jenna Lindauer.